It's Energy FM and we're talking sport. And this week we're talking football, in particular Manx football, with Andy Dalrymple from Isle of Man Newspapers. And Andy, first of all, 2014 has been, can we describe it as a turbulent year for Manx football?
It's been a different one, I'll give you that one. I think the on and off the pitch, I think that's what you're alluding at. There's been various talking points, which is good for us in the local media. I think the two seasons, we talk of obviously the end of last year and the start of this year again, have been quite contrasted as well, because you've had the St George's obviously nearly winning the Grand Slam for a second season, being player pipped by Old Boys in the Aussie Cup final. And then this year you've got Peel and Old Boys, and in recent weeks they've fallen away slightly, but giving them a real go in the Premier League, suggesting next year could be a real humdinger, to quote a famous American.
So we look ahead to Boxing Day first of all, and St George's, they get their annual trip out, but it's not quite so clear this year.
Well, no, I've got to talk a bit of stick on Twitter this week, because I'd said I thought Peel would go through from the semi with Old Boys, and obviously Old Boys did the job on the day, got the penalties, held their nerve in the penalty shootout, and they've gone through. And they'll be looking back to the Hospital Cup I've just mentioned. They beat St George's on that day, and they are very much a team on their day. They can beat the best in the island. Whether 28th of December this year is going to be that day, we'll be wait to see. Because St George's, since they lost to Peel in September, have just been like a thing possessed. I think they've won the last 11 or 12 games on the bounce, scoring a bucket full of goals, and have only conceded a handful at that same time. So even though they've had a few injuries, I think they're still got to be considered favourites for the Railway Cup on the 28th.
28th on Boxing Day, but they can have a drink on Christmas Day this year. St George's, are they still the same force? Are they better? Are they the gap closing? How do you see them going forward?
I thought this year when Peel beat them, well, maybe we'd seen the St George's a few chinks in their armoury, and that maybe we were going to see them begin to plateau a little bit, but no. I think that when you look at the injuries they've had to key players, the way they've bounced back is pretty phenomenal, really. Their squad is very small, to put it bluntly. Last week I watched them against Ramsey in the Railway Cup semi-final, and they absolutely battered Ramsey 8-0. And their squad, they only had two subs, and their left back was only a young lad, and Ben Bradley, and he played well, to be fair to him. But then, they're just relentless, and that's why they've won so many. I think someone told me they had 36 major trophies in the last 10 years or something like that. They're relentless, and the players, their key players, the likes of Frank Jones, Chris Bass, Kieran McNulty, Johnny, all, Julian, they all have that will and desire to win trophies, and that's why they have been the force they have been.
The backbone of the squad, certainly the people who make there, Julian and Chris Bass Jr. and a few of the others, they're getting into their 30s now. And is it now that the Chris Bass Sr. is going to have to start looking for the future, or has he still got a couple of years before he needs to do that?
I think that's the big question, because if you look in the last summer, there wasn't a massive amount of transfer activity into Glencoe Road. People, obviously, I think, don't want to go there because they don't think they're going to get in the team, because the players in front of them are generally FA rep caps or play for Ellen Bannon, so they know they have to be in the highest percentile to even get a chance to get in that team. So yeah, Chris has got a problem there. He's going to have to think, people have got commitments with kids and stuff now, that most of the lads now having their children and stuff, so it's going to be a point where that break is going to happen. But having watched him on Saturday and a few times this season, that drive and will I mentioned still seems to be there, so it doesn't seem to be waning amongst them. They still, even though arguably are in the twilight of their careers, want to keep winning.
So would it be worth 50p on a Grand Slam?
No. I still think there's a few twists and turns to come. Peel are a joy to watch on their day. They're the big contenders to rivals St George's. I think the January 3rd league game at Douglas Road is going to be a sellout, because it'll be an indication not only where the league title is, but where the rest of the silverware is going to go this season. If Peel can beat them for St George's for a second time, that would be a real indicator, wasn't it? But I think if Geordies do the Grand Slam, or whoever, looking at St George's now, it would be a phenomenal achievement this season more than ever, because they have been pushed harder, I think, by teams like Peel and Old Boys.
Cool, so that's the top of the Premiership with St George's in particular. We'll be back with Andy Dalrymple next to tie up a few other little bits and bobs that's been going on in Manx football.